everybody. It's Mike Vandervoort. Welcome to Monday. Oh, it's rolling. Okay. So, hey, everybody. It's Mike Vandervoort. Gonna drop the show here real quick, but it's Monday, May 4th, and this week is insane. We have like six people on the call, and we're being taken over by Performance I Create and all those crazy bloggers out there. Chris Fields, you want to throw the show? I'm going to throw the show to you. Let's go.
Thanks, Mike. So, yep, I'm Chris Fields. I've guest hosted the show a couple times here. And so this is PIC week on Drive Through HR, where we celebrate our anniversary, and we have a lot of stuff going on. We have a lot of new members. We understand that there's some people who don't really understand what PIC is. It's Performance I Create, and our Twitter handle is Performance IC. Twitter is at Performance IC. Website is Performance I Create, all one word together. .com. And all week you're going to have, I'm going to be co-hosting or hosting with one of the regular hosts, and we're going to have three members of the team. And today we have Barb Buckner, we have Heather Kinsey, and I think we're going to even have Brock Edwards. I think he may be calling in here, so I'm going to be looking for him. And Mike Vandervoort is also a member of the team as well. So, with that, that's the setup. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week, some new things that we're doing and new direction we're going in. And I just think it's a good time to reintroduce ourselves to the audience. So with that being said, Barb, Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher.
Now, both of you guys have been guests before, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys know how this works. So nothing surprising here. So, Heather, why don't you tell the people about you? Give them your Twitter handle, your website, your personal website. Tell the people a little bit about you, and then Barb, and we'll talk a little more after that.
All right. Well, since there's so many of us, I'll be very quick. So I'm a human resources consultant. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I've been enjoying my career for 20 years now, which makes me older than most of our listeners by at least twice as much. I specialize in training and development and process improvement and strategic planning. And then I've got a team of subcontractors who do a lot of the HR operational work when my clients need that. And let's see, my Twitter handle is at Leading Solution. My website is aleadingsolution.com. And then my blog, my personal blog, is blog.aleadingsolution.com. And I've been contributing to PIC for about a year now.
Okay. Barb?
Well, first we got to start this out, Heather. We got to wish Chris and Brock both a happy birthday today, since they were both holding it, you know, hostage and not telling us up front. So happy birthday, Christopher. Happy birthday, Brock, if you're listening.
Yeah, if Brock's listening. Well, I was going to wait for Brock to come on the show to dial in, but why don't we just go ahead and sing to him now? You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday, dear Christopher Brock. Happy birthday to you.
And may the fourth be with
you. Exactly. May the fourth be with you. You know, I plan on putting that movie in while I do some work a little later today. You know, everybody's talking about May the fourth be with you. But on behalf of Brock, I say thank you. Barb, before we get to you, since you guys brought the birthday up, I have to say that I have some of the best friends in the world. My phone has been ringing or chiming in with texts since 6:30 this morning from people, you know, wishing me a happy birthday. And it's funny because I love birthdays. I think that's your day. That's your special day. And to have people remember you on their way to work or as they're dropping off their children or whatever the case may be, just as long as you get remembered and someone says, hey, I was thinking about you, I think that's pretty cool. So I'm not afraid to say it. I'm 42. And I like being 42. And it's cool you guys singing like that. That was not rehearsed, as I'm sure everybody could tell. But it was still
cool. We still did good.
But it was still
well,
sweet
I would,
to me,
I would just
I love
like
it.
I would just like to point out before Barb introduces herself that although your phone may have been blowing up, none of them actually got on national talk radio to sing to you. So, you know,
thank
just
you.
To point out that Barb and I are your, or should be at the top of your list. So.
It is. Okay, Barb, tell the people about you.
Okay, well, I'm Barb Buckner. I'm from Chicago, home of the Chicago Blackhawks. I've been in HR now for over 15 years, working mainly with small businesses and entrepreneurs. This year, I started two Bain projects on my own. I started a small little consulting business called Timeless HR Solutions, aimed at helping train managers and train employees on how to be more like leaders and improve productivity and performance. And I also got wrangled in to help out on Twitter Monday nights at 9 p.m. Central with Job Hunt Chat, where we get a bunch of HR people and recruiters together and try to give advice to job seekers.
Yeah. I think we got Brock, guys. I think 720. Isn't that Vegas?
Yep.
Let's bring
yes.
him on.
Yeah.
Is this Brock?
He's on.
Hey, this is me.
Yay!
Oh, man.
Hey. And you're so close. 702 is Vegas. 720 is Denver. I've never got rid of
okay.
my Denver number.
Okay. I was looking at there's another number in the queue, and I wasn't sure if I should hit it or not. So thank you, and I'm sorry that you waited there. I just wasn't sure if that was you or not.
Not a problem, and thank you for the birthday song. I love it.
Good job. Oh,
yeah.
So to the audience, here's Brock Edwards. Brock, tell the people a little bit about you. Give them your Twitter handle. Tell them a little bit about you and what you do. Go ahead. Introduce yourself.
All right. Well, my Twitter handle is very easy. It's just at Brock Edwards, and there's no K. It's just BROCEDWARDS. Some folks may know me from my blog, Fool with a Plan. And other than that, I like to speak conferences occasionally, particularly around humanizing work and employee engagement and finding ways that we can make HR a better resource for the organization. And when I'm not doing that, I do a little bit of writing for Performance I Create. And I guess my day job is I'm like 3 weeks on the job now. I recently took the position of Director of Talent Management at Baylor University.
You know, that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. Also bonding with you over having the birthday of May 4th, which, Brock, I was told I was the only person ever born on that day in history. So I have to talk to some people about that.
Well, and, not only do you need to talk to them, but I beat you to it. I've got a couple years on you, Chris.
Well, they still, it's a lie. They lied to me. But it's okay. I don't mind sharing with you. And I was glad you took time on your birthday to do this and be here. But I do want to talk to you about the new job because what you guys probably don't know, listening in on the team, even the members of the team, because everybody's so busy and sometimes you just don't have time to keep up with everyone. You try to with Facebook and whatnot, but some of it gets past you. I have a little bit more time to be online because it's part of what people are living. So I get to see new moves and new things that people are doing. So what I'm getting at here basically is that you have a new job. Barb is into a lot of stuff that I don't think people really know, and we'll talk about that. But, Brock, tell us about the job, how it kind of came to be, and if you can, if, like, you know, what your overall duties are with that.
All right. Well, so, of course, Baylor is in Central Texas. I was in Central Texas for about 5.5 years. I worked at a community bank, and I left there last June and went back home to Nevada for a little while to have some family things going on, want to help out there. Mm-hmm. And at the same time I left, my HR director also left for completely different reasons, and she went over to Baylor. And this winter, we got to talking a little bit, and she had this director of talent management role with Bill, which really oversees recruiting and learning and development. And I know that's not a common pairing, but it turns out that is my background. I got my start off doing recruiting and selection system development, and then moved into the training and development side of things. So for me, it's really cool to bring those two pieces together because they have such a great opportunity to influence the organization. You know, the future of the organization is determined by who we're able to bring into it and then how we're able to develop them to go further. And so, you know, basically, I just had a great working relationship, loved working with my previous manager, and so when this opportunity came up, It made a lot of sense, and now I'm back in Central Texas.
Is there anything, I know you've only been doing it for a short time now, but is there anything that is very different from what you remember previously being in a, you know, practitioning role?
Yeah, you know, most of my career has been spent on the outside as a consultant, as a contractor. When I was at the bank, that was, I told people that was my first real job. It was about 400 people, and now I'm at an organization with, you know, 2,500 employees, and also at a university, and Baylor is also a faith-based university, and so it's a whole different world that I'm learning here. Completely different culture, you know, completely different focus. So it's really exciting to just learn how to operate in that environment.
Yeah, adjust your game to that. Hey, I want to switch over to Barb for a moment now. Heather, don't go anywhere, but Barb, I want to ask you some questions, Barb. I'm particularly impressed with how much stuff you're into. Like in your intro, you talked about being part of the Job Hunt chat on Monday nights. You write a lot of content through your LinkedIn publishing feature. And then you have your own website too, right? You have your own blog site too. Don't you?
Yeah, I've actually got two of them. I've got the one at ChicagoHRCoach.com, just basically for Job Hunt Chat. And then I've got the TimelessHRSolutions.com, where I've been doing more of the, you know, performance I create blog posts going on there. Tim Baker got me into HR Gazette, so I've been posting on there as well. A little bit of everything.
First question is, where do you find the time for all of that?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't sleep much lately, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? My creativity comes in bursts. I'm one of those people that can't just sit down and go, okay, I'm going to write. I have to have something that catches my interest, and then all of a sudden I'm writing 3 or 4 articles on one spot. So as soon as something grabs me, I run with it.
So you can write 3 or 4 articles in a sitting. Like, you can do that and bang them out, no problem.
As long as I got something that motivated me to do it, yep. Having to sit there and be on a deadline and go, okay, you got to do this by this date. Okay, what am I going to write about? I'll sit there forever.
So you're doing a lot to give back, you know, with the Job Hunt Chat and then the stuff you do on your LinkedIn. When I read it, it seems like you're really trying to help people with different things. So, you know, why? You know, I mean, I'm asking you why, but I don't mean to ask you in a defensive way.
No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean by it. Why am I doing it?
Do that. No, well, I think it's interesting for somebody to make time to do it and actually, you know, doesn't really have an angle, quote-unquote angle. So tell us what you like about doing this.
Well, you know what? I look at it as when I got into HR, I fell into HR. It wasn't a field I chose to go through. It wasn't something that I went, oh, yes, I want to grow up and be an HR person. I didn't. It started out as an office manager, and nobody else wanted to do it, so I just jumped on my plate. And all these things that I think about giving back, I think about sharing back, is because I didn't have anybody doing that for me. I was lost. I was, you know, weeding my way through and going, okay, make the mistakes here, figure this out later on, wish I had known that before. So this is kind of my chance of going, you know what, let me share with you what I learned along the way, and hopefully it makes your life and your career path a lot easier.
That's cool. Now, Heather, believe it or not, when we met in Louisiana, the conversation we had in the social lounge area, the speaker's lounge, I referenced that conversation a lot because you gave me a lot of good insight about the difference of HR in the States, in Anchorage, and I talk about the ice road trucker thing a lot. I think that's a great story. But for the people who don't know, just tell them a little bit about, you know, the type of thing that you have that you can deal with in Anchorage up in Alaska that, you know, most people might not even really think about.
Well, I think that probably the biggest challenge up here that quite a lot of people just can't wrap their arms around is the incredible geographic disbursement of most of the workforce up here. You know, for instance, AT&T is a perfect example where you'll have an employee working at AT&T, perhaps here in Anchorage, and maybe their tech support or someone that they are, you know, either an upstream or a downstream process could be in India, could be in Atlanta, it could be in, you know, Nashville, somewhere else. And because there's such limited knowledge about the vastness of this state and how few roads we have, that there'll be this assumption that, well, you know, can't you just send someone out to Tuntutuliak, or can't you just, you know, get someone over in Bethel? We see that the network has gone down. And it's like, yeah, we might be able to get to that in about 4 or 5 days. And so then people are like, what are you, you know, a loser? You know, why does it take you 4 to 5 days to do what takes us, you know, 30 minutes? You know, are you guys complacent? Are you lazy? Are you this? Are you that? And it's like, well, let's see, there's a storm system in, and Bethel is a 4-hour plane ride. And there's only 2 flights that get into Bethel every day anyway, even in good weather. And so the workforce is constantly up against that. And not to mention the fact that the infrastructure in the state is archaic. And so our phone lines go on, you know, or go down, and many of us are still on dial-up. And, you know, if you're not on the road system, you're still on a very, very archaic dial-up internet system. And those things just are not exactly reliable, and it's just difficult. And I, you know, a lot of people just don't get it, but I always say you have to think of Alaska as, you know, somewhat cool third world. And our colleagues are spread out over an area that, you know, may or may not have connectivity, and may or may not be able to do things the way, you know, someone in Anchorage or someone on the road system is able to do them. And that patience just cannot be appreciated enough.
You know, as I'm talking to you guys, I realize I've met each one of you doing some type of journey. So let's go in this order. We'll go. But the question basically is, with all that you do, why do you spend time? Why is SHRM important to you at this point in your careers and what you're trying to do? Talk a little bit about why you volunteer. And we'll talk more about SHRM specifically with the PFC team on Wednesday, but talk a little bit about, you know, why you take time for that. Go ahead, Brock.
I'm sorry, the call broke up a little bit. Could you repeat that question?
Yeah, I was just basically asking, I met each one of you guys at a SHRM event, a conference. It just got me thinking, like, why do you take time to volunteer with SHRM at this point in your career? Why is that important for you to make time to do that? I know you got a couple of sessions that you're doing this year, Brock. So talk to us about SHRM volunteering and working with SHRM.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got into it a couple years ago for largely the same reason I got into blogging and social media originally. It just as a chance to create conversations, to have conversations, to learn from others, to share what I've learned. I think HR is an amazing field, and I think it's on the cusp of a huge leap forward, and to me, it's exciting to be a part of that and to be able to contribute to that.
Barb?
You know what, everybody always views HR as, you know, we're the police. You know, we have these rules that we go around enforcing, and they don't really realize how much of a gray area HR uncovers. I mean, we're dealing with people and personalities and different walks of life, and you can't learn everything you can out of a book, so being part of SHRM and getting to meet everybody and volunteering and interacting, you get to hear those stories. You get to pick up those tips that you wouldn't find anywhere else, and not to mention you get to meet a whole great group of people.
Heather?
I would say ditto to both of those, and then I'm going to reflect on what Barb said earlier, is often we grew up in these careers with very limited resources and not a lot of people in our posse, and so when we finally became involved with SHRM, we realized that this was our opportunity to give back, and I think that's what I get most out of it. I am just honored to be a part of the HR development, you know, the professional development of, you know, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, you know, and some, you know, second-year career people in their 40s or their 50s, all because of the volunteer work I do through SHRM. It's just really exciting. It makes you feel good.
Well, Heather, while you're answering, answer this one for me. We'll go Heather, Brock, and Barb on this one. What's your favorite HR things to do and your least favorite HR thing to do?
So I'm assuming you mean operational stuff. So my favorite HR thing to do is needs analysis, to try to help people understand what exactly they're missing, you know, that gap in their skill or their competency, and then, of course, developing content or finding content that'll help bridge that gap. That's what I find most interesting in HR. And my least favorite is pay. It's got to be pay. As much as that fascinates me, anytime my clients need comp or when I was doing HR operational work and a comp issue came up, it's just one of those things. It's like, really, this is the career I chose? Seriously? So, thankfully, now I just call someone who loves it. So now I just give it off to someone who loves it.
Hey, Brock, what do you got?
Well, you know, absolutely. I mentioned I'm into kind of the recruiting and the learning and development side of things, which I think is the happy side of HR. And I like it over there. And so because there are other people who do both the other pieces of HR much, much better than I ever could. So the pieces that I really like actually involve, when it comes to learning and development, you know, just kind of light bulb moments when that information clicks and they're able to find a better way of doing the things they need to do. You know, on the recruiting side, love it when we're able to find someone who is a great fit for the organization and the future of the organization. And, kind of a geeky, nerdy thing, but I really like process improvement, especially when we think of ways of providing better customer service. And, how do we make it easier for our customers to get the information they need to make the decisions they need to make? And often it's just very little small tweaks that make a huge difference.
Hi, Bob.
Here.
Okay, well, let's see. What do I like the most about being in HR? Honestly, and what I tell everybody is the employee relations. I joke that I'm the counselor around here. I actually even have a couch in my office. But it's getting the opportunity to put the pieces together. You know, it's not management versus employee. It's, come on, guys, let's get together. Let's be a team. Let's see what ideas we can create. And being the person that's in the middle facilitating it. The thing that I absolutely hate about HR is all the paperwork we have to go through. I mean, employees hate it too, thinking, oh, my God, I'm signing a mortgage over here. But trust me, we hate it just as much.
Yeah. Back in my day, one of the things that I liked was the strategy and the planning. I liked the whole strategic part of it. But what I didn't like was when I would be wrong, which turned out to be more frequently than I wanted to be. Because I like to take risks, and I like to take chances with people and things. And you know, sometimes it works out, and you look like a hero, and sometimes you look totally crazy. But so that, and then I just didn't.
At
really
least you
like
tried.
Yes, I tried. But then firing people. Now, some people might think that's surprising that I say that, because it's part of our job, you got to do it. But it was never really the thing I liked doing, except for one, another show. We are on this show today to talk about a couple things, and one thing I want to talk to you guys about before we wrap up. So you all were fans of PIC, and you all joined, and I'm assuming that a part of the reason why you joined was because of Chris Ponder, who started PIC 4 years ago. Well, as you guys know, and now the rest of the audience know, there's a blog today. Today is his last post with us. He decided to, step back to some things and refocus. So what I want to do is I want to get from each one of you, I want to know what attracted you to the site. And then when you found out that he was wanting to step away, no one said, I don't want to continue. Everybody told me they wanted to continue. So tell me about what made you say, yeah, let's keep going. And you know what, why don't we start this time with Barb, then we'll go Brock, and then we'll go Heather.
Well, what made me want to come and join the team, first of all, there's a great team of people together. And like I've said before, it's from all different walks of life. We all have different types of positions. We all have a lot that we can bring to the plate. Yet we all wanted to do the same thing. We wanted to share experiences. We wanted to help people operate in more of a positive way. When I found out Chris was leaving, it was a little heart-wrenching. You know, when you got the boss going away, it's kind of different than when you walk away. But at the same time, I can totally understand where he's coming through him. You know, this is something he does all day long, and to blog about it and continue doing about it afterwards, it does start to consume you. And I applaud him for recognizing that and wanting to take a step towards something new and exciting to get that juice back up and flowing again.
Yeah. Who is that next? Brock? Yeah, Brock.
Yeah. So, for the same reason I got into blogging on my own, really just as a way of having a conversation with people, sharing ideas, getting ideas back. Originally started with Performance at Create just as a guest post. fact, it was after Louisiana Sherm last year. Everyone was there, and he kind of done the open invite, and I approached Chris and said, you know, why haven't I done a post for you before? And so started with the guest post, and then last fall, we're really looking to kind of open it up, include more people. I was like, yeah, you bet. Love to be a part of it. Love the energy behind it. Love the conversations happening. And, you know, also it's providing a little bit of structure and a little bit of deadline. When I'm just writing for myself, it's easy to let that slip by. But when, you know, when I'm writing for someone else, it holds me accountable, and I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you continue. That's why you want to continue to keep that whole thing going.
Absolutely.
Heather?
When Chris told me he was leaving, I was sad, of course. You know, he was the one that first invited me to do a guest post about a year ago, and then he invited me again, then he invited me again, and then, of course, I became a regular. And so certainly that was saddening, but I'm thankful that, you know, you guys still wanted me around, and because I certainly love writing. I like being a part of the Performance I Create team. I think it raises the bar for me. Very similar to Brock's comment that it keeps you structured. You know, when I write for my own blog, if I don't feel like it or if I'm not inspired, then nothing gets posted. But, you know, when you're holding yourself accountable to the folks at PIC, it's like telling someone you're going to go to the gym. It's like, oh, I can't let them down. I'm going to have to get my butt there. So, and I like that. But I also think that it just raises the bar for me. So many of the contributors of PIC, their posts are phenomenal, and I don't ever want to be the worst one. And so I just try to, I don't know, write something that's new or fresh or spin it in a different way or, you know, up my snark meter or something so I can hang with you guys, because a lot of you are just fantastic, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
It's Mike. I got a question for you. You're kind of taking over as kind of the head honcho for Chris Ponder. What's your vision for PIC going forward?
Well, it's really a group thing, and you'll see this as we go this week, but it wasn't alone. There was some great people like Sarah Williams, Bubs, and Tiffany Keel and Dave, who called me immediately when they found out and said, hey, I want to keep going. And I think we need to do some things to maybe bring or life back to it, you know, but they wanted to keep going, and I did too. So it's not just me. It looks like it's just me, because we have learned over the years that having more than one person send an email can get quite confusing. So we're trying to keep that simple. I've gotten a lot of value out of it. What I like doing is being able to see everybody's writing and kind of get ideas, and it really helps me. It's one of the reasons why I moved from being top of the week of the month to the bottom of when I was at the top of the, there was the pressure to put a great post. It's always there, but by the end of the month, with recent other stuff, I think, oh man, I would have loved to piggyback on that or cited that. So moving down, I can do that now, and I have been doing that. Before we get too far, if you guys could just give me like quick, tell me your favorite PIC post that you could remember, either over the last 6 months or so. Heather, any favorite post to stand out?
I do have a favorite post. Probably, I like the Don't Panic, the Issue with the War on Talent is You. That's written by Janine. I love that. Not to kiss your butt or anything, but I really loved your I Like Big Data and I Cannot Lie. I thought that one was just fantastic. Okay, that's just two. I'm done.
Yeah, that's enough. So how about Barb, anything stand out?
Dave Ryan's article about the UPS driver, and actually yours about HR not being thugs.
And Brock?
You know, one that stands out is actually right at the start of the year by Heather about you've risen to your highest level of incompetence.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And you know what? Heather, I really, and I'm not just saying this, I like to tell me what you want me. I thought that was a very good take on employers just letting people know, I wanted you on my team. We got about 30 seconds left. I really appreciate you guys sticking with us. I appreciate you guys doing what you do. Keep hanging in there. I'll slow down on the emails as we keep going forward. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page with everything. But you guys have been doing a great job, and I hope the audience takes time to get to know each one of you and go to the site. There's a lot of great information. Mike, do you want to close us out? We got like 6 seconds.
Hey, everybody. Drive through HR Monday. Come back the rest of the week for Performance I Create. See ya.
See ya. Happy birthday, Brock. Happy birthday, Christopher.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. See ya.